Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady here. So excited to be talking to you. So we are halfway through the month of October. We are doing it with the bravery, you know, coming up with a different mindset, assessing the different stories, some of the things that might have attributed to our fear. And, you know, we're going to dive deeper into this now that we're halfway through it. And today, you know, as you notice on the blog post and on the email that I sent out, I wanted you to have a pen with you that clicks. So you're going to be making this clicking noise today throughout listening to this podcast and going through and doing your exercise. And I want you to think of it as you're going to be making your fear and the disappearance of it audible. So that is what I want you to keep in your mindset as we go through this today. I want you to be thinking of every time you feel fear, click the pen, because we want to start creating that, you know, mind to body connection of what do we need to hear in order to start making the fear go away. So in the first half of what we've been doing, we focused on fear, its origin, how it can hurt us, how it helps us. And you guys have already been really writing down and digging deeper about your own fears. And that's great. So now it's time to flip the switch and start not just focusing on the fear focus, but looking at being in brave mode. And a quick search of the term bravery gives the definition courageous behavior or character. So digging deeper, the definition of courageous is to not worry about the danger or the pain, or just in simple brave, the word brave. So that means developing bravery during difficult times is all about having the courage to face fear and move through it. So it doesn't say jump over it, jump across it, close your eyes. It says move through it. So we've got to make it to the other side and encounter what things that are really building up that anxiety in us. So sometimes being brave is automatic. If you've ever heard of a mother lifting a car off of their child or someone running into a burning building to save a life, those are acts of bravery. So these tend to be knee-jerk reactions to traumatic experiences. These tragedies trigger a fight or flight response, and the love of a child or the preservation of a life can now make people do some mighty and courageous things. Sometimes bravery isn't automatic. It's calculated, and it comes when there is a crossroad. Sometimes in life, there are triggering events where a decision must be made to be courageous and brave. Some events could include facing an illness or an injury, helping a loved one who is dying, leaving an unsafe situation, changing a career, overcoming grief, and that's just like the tip of the iceberg. So, you know, these are the times where there are two situations that we can pick, two options in facing fear. We can curl up and die, or we can develop bravery and manage the situation. So choosing bravery is going to always be the better choice, right? No one's ready to curl up and die yet. We've got so much life left. We want to use the breath that we are given through God. And I want you to be able to just dig deeper and deeper every day. Know that for every reason, there is a season. So we have to go through it. Being brave is more than just standing hands on hips in the power stance. So, you know, having a power stance is amazing, but that doesn't fix it. Equally, it's not white knuckling through life and gritting your teeth. Bravery is a collection of thoughts, behaviors, and actions that come together that make it possible to withstand things that you couldn't imagine having faced before. Developing bravery is that assortment of things that on their own might seem like they're not really bravery at all, but all together they build up into one another and give you skills to help you face fears now and in the future. So let's take a look at developing bravery and what it looks like. Our next small, like, call to action or exercise is going to be all about what is a system that you can set up to help you develop safety for your child or for a child near you. You know, we talked about that up above, about having that bravery when you need to snap into action. So how do you make a child feel like their fear is undefeatable? So talk about turning the lights off. You can make a child feel undefeatable by the light, by giving them a quick story that nothing in the dark can harm them during the nighttime that they can during the day. So it's kind of giving that way of letting them know that understanding is you're going to be okay. And you have to create that within your own mindset. So today we're going to be creating that system to set up for a child, either to save their life. What would it take for us to just snap into action? If you're like, anything going wrong would make me save my child, you're brave already right there for thinking that. But I want you to write it down. I want you to think about another way that you can tell a child to not be afraid of a fear, and then think that you need the same type of replacements within your life as well. So today I was excited to be able to show you more about turning that fear switch off, making it audible. that you have to be in brave mode. So at any time, whether you heard the word bravery, whether you clicked it at courageous, I want to hear about it. Make sure that you're following on my Instagram page, The Love Uplifted Lady, over in the Love Uplifted Ladies group on Facebook, and on my website, www.loveuplifted.com, where you can find the blog, you can find this podcast, and you'll be able to get more and more information about what's going to be coming in the future, because we're halfway through this, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. So as I always tell you, your love uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it. Bye.